This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. Former sheriff, are you sheriff for life once you're sheriff, Tom Schneider, or is former sheriff okay?
Hey, you know, how many times, Brian, we talk about that? My name's Tom. I always go by that. Never had to have a title define me.
I know, you're a humble man. We all get it. All right, well, thanks. First of all, I don't want this to be awkward. We would have Howard, but he is in Nebraska finishing up planting. And from my understanding, the billboards that sort of broke this whole thing yesterday went up a week early or maybe not as planned. And so it's off to a little bit of a different start. But I appreciate you being available because you're helping on the campaign. Talk to me about your friend and why you're supporting him in his run for sheriff in 2022.
You know, here's the situation. It started a long time ago. He had always had, of course, the idea that he wanted to run for sheriff. And knowing that 2022 seemed like the right time for him, it was a time for us to go ahead and move forward and do what we thought was best. And that's what we're doing. And, you know, it's a situation where it's not the best of times to be able to become sheriff. And we know that, of course, Tony and Jim have been going through a battle even after the election, and our hearts go out to them and what they've had to go through.
Talk to me a little bit about the easy criticism of this story, and you see it on social media, people who've never met Howard or don't have any desire to sort of dig into the information, which you can find in the Now Decatur story. Oh, this guy has no experience. This guy, you know, doesn't have any street experience. This guy doesn't know. Mm-hmm. First of all, anyone can run for sheriff. We've had sheriffs before that don't have any law enforcement background. I mean, if you just go through the history here in Macon County. But the idea that he doesn't have any experience is just not accurate.
Yeah, that's not an accurate description of Howard. And like you said, there have been sheriffs before, and I can tell you that one sheriff, and I won't name his name because he passed away, but he served this county for many, many years and served them well, and he was a civilian that came into that position. I have a lot of respect for him, and it was right prior to me coming to the sheriff's office. Howard has a lot of experience, and whenever it comes to being a sheriff, it deals with a lot more than law enforcement experience. It also has to have a lot of business experience. And I think that, his skill set is a skill set that could serve this county well.
All right, the key thing for me, the thing that excites me the most about this possibility is that he is a problem solver, and then the resources that he can bring to bear solving problems. I mean, I think the greatest, quietest story going on in our community, just as far as, you know, public noise, is what you guys are doing at the Macon County Law Enforcement Training Center and how you are addressing. I turn on cable TV and I hear people talking about what policing should be and what people should be doing, and I see the reality of what you guys are doing out there. You are building the next generation of law enforcement officers, and you're tackling a lot of the problems that people are screaming about on TV every day.
Boy, it's not an easy time, is it, Brian? And there's no doubt about it. And I think that we are very lucky to have what we have here. And you have to be forward thinkers when it comes to solving problems. Howard, and I'll give you a quick one because I know we got a very short amount of time, is I remember being out on patrol. Howard was with me, came across a person that was in need and saw that and then spoke to you and Kevin, and then the next thing you know, CASA was receiving a donation to help these people. It takes the ability to see these problems and be able to help solve the problems, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I wish people could see that side. And you know, he isn't very public about it and doesn't like the attention on that. But, I mean, you know, I could tell you stories that I know of, you know, where, a car was stopped, questions were asked, and kids walked away with college scholarships.
Yeah, 100%. You're not going to hear that. You're not going to hear about all the people that are put up in the hotels that are not, I'm not going to call stranded motorists, people that had, some type of an issue along the interstate. And it's like, okay, they're waiting for this. You don't want to be put up in a hotel and not think. I'm not even going to go into those stories because you know what? You don't want those stories told.
Because he doesn't do it for the publicity. He doesn't do it for the publicity. And he does it just because it's the right thing to do. And I wish more people knew that the way you know it, the way I know it, the way people who know him well know it. I'm very excited about this, Tom. I'm very excited you're getting behind this. Always respected your service, and I think your word means a lot to people. Tell me why people should be happy or excited about him running for sheriff in 2022.
Yeah, it's just the idea that Howard is dedicated to making this community better in many, many different ways. And this is not about us versus them when it comes to any opponent or other candidate that may be running. Because I can tell you right now, if either one of the other candidates, that be it the current sheriff and, of course, the potential sheriff, Jim, was to run, that would hurt me. But you know, it's their choice, because these are two very good friends of mine, and they're very credible people. And I would not even sit here. You could never hear me say one bad word about them. They have dedicated themselves to this community, and I respect both of them greatly.
All right, Tom, we appreciate you. Thanks for filling in this morning, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.